Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation. Tell us a little bit about your story, your journey. I know you've been in Wales now for 2 years.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your journey. What have you learned? What have you enjoyed? And where are you now with your career?
I came here for my master's at Cardiff Metropolitan University in business. So obviously, Cardiff was really good, or is still really good, because, like, you know, back in uni, I was learning about, like, sustainability and how to, make the environment better. And from there, I was able to relate that from my business school to, you know, my personal photography, which is why, you know, I did an exhibition in collaboration with the Sustainable Studios about sustainable fashion brands in Wales, you know, just to talk more about how our fashion choices can, you know, affect the environment, and how, as individual, we have a solid point, we have a perspective to be more sustainable, you know, if we have to repeat instead of buying new clothes, and even if we have to buy new clothes, probably buy from a vintage store, because we are all responsible for making our environment more sustainable. And yeah, from there, you know, I did a lot of projects with a lot of people, you know, I like to collaborate with people, so I reach out to a lot of people if I need to. And yeah, we just, you know, take it from there. You know, I've collaborated with a lot of brands, a lot of individuals, amazing individuals in Wales, you know, just trying to bridge that gap and just trying to create more opportunities for everybody, because I'm big on collaboration, and the more we work together, the more we become better people, the more everybody grows, and that's what's important to me. And you know, I had to do a project on mental health, just to, you know, pour more light on that. I did a project on alopecia, and, you know, that's what, those are the projects that led me to get, you know, the project I did with Anne Bevan University at Board in collaboration with Race Council, which is talking about people from black minority group in the health sector, just to, you know, when you go to the hospitals, you see a lot of white people's picture, just to put more light on, you know, black minority group, which I was opportune to photograph Dr. Inder. And also, you know, I did a video with Liz Wary and Lanwen High School students, to just so they could share their experiences about, you know, COVID-19 experience. And yeah, during that process, you know, that was last year, it was just released this month. And yeah, obviously from there, Clatma came about, because coming to Wales, there was no magazine providing a platform for the youths, especially like in music, art and culture and fashion, and that's where Clat magazine comes in, just to bridge that gap for people, for young adults to be able to share their story, share their experiences, and share their journey. And that's where we are at the moment.
Wow, you've done so much, and so, you know, in such a short space of time, you've done so much. And you're intentional about collaborations, which is obvious, because the amount of work you've done and the level of work you've done as well is a testament to who you are, you know, and the fact that you do believe in collaboration. You're right, it is the only way forward, and it's the only way that we can build something sustainable.
Absolutely.
You know, we have to share networks, and we have to stop thinking that there's only one job or only one opportunity.
Exactly.
We have to create those opportunities, you know?
Because, you know, like, starting for, I never thought I was going to, you know, the Clat Mags, starting just photography led a lot of doors to a lot of other things that I never thought of. So, you know, and that's what it is, you know. You never know, you know, you just keep doing, and sometimes it just opens those two things. Yeah.
Absolutely. Your photography is beautiful. I love the way... I don't know anything about photography in terms of like the technical stuff to talk to you about. All I know is they're stunning and your level of what you see is beautiful, and the way you see something and then you capture it is absolutely stunning. So I think everybody should check out your work. But, you know, I love the fact that you're not just looking at just fashion, but using those skills for good as well, in the sense of raising awareness in the health sector. Yeah. Hugely important. I'm trying to... Have you heard of Chidibia?
Sorry?
Have you heard of a guy called Chidibia?
Nah.
He's a medical illustrator. And he did something in lockdown. He did an illustration in lockdown.
Yeah.
And it went absolutely, viral on TikTok, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Back then it was Twitter. And now he's a Nigerian guy. He speaks all around the world. He's created all these different medical illustration books. He trains around the world. He was the kind of the, I'm sure other people have done it, but because he went on TikTok, Twitter, it went crazy. But you should check him out on LinkedIn. I interviewed him, before he hit the big time.
Yeah.
And then when he was big, I contacted him again and I had to go through somebody. It's like, forget it. Yeah, it was funny. When he was on like LinkedIn, he was making it, he was like, it was a bit of attention. I was like, I'd love to interview you. Can I interview you? And he said, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then the next day, CNN interviewed him. I interviewed him before CNN.
Nice.
My claim to fame there. Yeah, but no, I made him. But no, I think you two should connect, definitely.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what connection, but, the Nigerian roots there as well, definitely a good connection. But I think your work and your vision and, because I keep sending him stuff. If I see anything like that, I send him stuff, like I do with him. He's probably... he messaged me back, thank you for this, and he'll ask me questions. Like, I don't know, I just saw it and I sent it. But, obviously I know you a little bit, so I can send that to him and say, send you to him and say, have a little chat. But, yeah, there might be a collaboration there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's worldwide as well at the moment. So I love the idea of your magazine. We obviously created a magazine back in 2022 because we saw a huge gap as well. And this magazine is not... Our audience is kind of institutional. So we're trying to break down the stereotypes and discrimination within institutions by highlighting positive stories, amazing people to contribute, and lots of really good stuff, and history as well. But we do have a Youth Matters section, but it's more about what matters to the youth. It's not really like based on fashion. But there was a massive, massive, massive gap that you identified for black individuals, black young people, I think, black young creatives, seeing themselves in print or on visual.
Absolutely.
I think is powerful. And I love what you do. I think is really, really powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And like everyone, all the young people I speak to, they know of your magazine. They all want to be on the front cover. So I was like, grab Jessica now. Yeah, made her dream come true. If you do that, but it's really out there. The kids love it. Young people really, really love it. So what's next for you then? What are you up to?
Even like with the cloth mag, we're trying to make it bigger. We're trying to come up with more YouTube programs, not just, because right now we focus more on like Get to Know Me, and obviously the idea of Get to Know Me is for majorly because before I didn't know these people. Like, obviously, I knew them, but like, I don't know their story. So that's why I came up with Get to Know Me, just
amazing.
For the people to know their story. But over time, we want to make it more comprehensive. We're coming up with more programs just to make it more a little bit more fun. Because now it's more like an introduction. So we were taking into making more engaging, more fun, and personally, photography wise, I have a lot of projects I'm working on, personal projects and collaborations with like Race Council, and I've got like a 1-year contract with them to do some works with them, and here and there, we just take it on as it comes. Yeah,
brilliant. That's really, really good. For those who don't know, if you go to Instagram @clatmag, you'll find Get to Know Me, that kind of couple of like interviews, aren't they, with local people. So that's what Tay's on about, is on about those brief interviews. Get to Know Me, they're really, really good and very popular. I watched them as well. It's cool. So in terms of your developments in Wales, do you feel that there's been a lot of pushback in business development, or have you had a lot of support? Tell us about that journey.
Pushbacks probably, but I'll start with the support. Yeah, there's been a lot of support, a lot of people, because even like when I started, when I came, I think I didn't have a space, you know, the Sustainable Studios, for example. I always talk about them in all my interviews here because they provided a space for me when I started. So, there's been a lot of support, you know, people talk about my work to people, you know, people recommend my work to people. People just, you know, obviously, I guess it's because of the good work too, but also because of the relationship, because, you know, I like to go out to network with people and I'm an easygoing man. So I talk to people on their level, you know, because people like that and, you know, just relate with people because, you know, there's really no point of being, I don't really talk when I talk, I don't really like acting proud, you know, like, I just talk on a basic level with people and that's what people love and that's what will make people, you know, call your names in certain rooms that, you know, I've gotten some jobs that I never expected them to reach out to me, you know, like, there's some projects I've worked on that I can't talk about because NDA. I've signed it. I've been in some rooms that, you know, and it's because people just talk about me and that's because of the relationship I've built with people. Yeah.
You've always come across as really pleasant. I refer people to each other all the time and I wouldn't do that if I didn't think that was going to be kind of a relationship that could work. But yeah, I think of you all the time whenever I see people, you know, with certain work pieces of work. I think, definitely, you know. So yeah, you're a really pleasant person and you're genuine and I like that and that's what people want. They want that relationship, you know
I'll say as it is, you know, even sometimes if they're proposing a project to me and I feel, oh, this is not feasible, I won't accept the project. But the money might be good, but I won't accept it because, you know, I won't accept something that at the end of the day I won't be able to deliver a good result. There's no point. So, you know, reputation matters and that's what's important.
I love that reputation matters. So true. It absolutely does. Who is that one person you'd like to photograph?
Funny, I think probably Steve Ballet.
Who's that?
The guy that does the podcast for Diary of a CEO.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because for me, he's I don't nice think guy. It's about photographing a celebrity. I think it's about sitting in the room and learning a lot from them. I think I'm more concerned about the knowledge, not photographing stuff. Because I know a lot of celebrities, to be honest. So it's not because that only gives you popularity. But what knowledge are you getting from them? And if you're with celebrities, if you're with celebrities and you're not gaining anything, there's really no point of photographing them. So yeah, the most important thing is what knowledge or what network or what connection in that can I get from that?
I love that. Do you have any connection? Can you get hold of Stephen Bartlett?
No, I read his book. I have his book. I bought the Diary of a CEO. Yeah, I bought the book. But I watch his podcast. But
me too.
You know, you never know where life takes you to.
Yeah.
That's why that's why I work out every day. So
the
more
so
you
good.
Work, the more visible you get, the more, you know. Probably last year, I didn't see myself in some rooms. In some interviews but now I'm there. So the more I work, the more visibility I get.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I love Stephen. I think he's got a really great story. I'd like someone to interview him. I've never heard an interview with him. It'd be interesting to hear his story. He's always interviewing other people. I love the podcast. I learn so much.
Yeah.
I used to listen to one every day. I'm currently listening to this other one. It's about civil rights. But usually I listen to Stephen every single day. But I'm listening to another one at the minute. What other things do you like to listen to on podcasts?
You know, even like before podcasts came into like, before it became popular, you know, I used to watch like a lot of motivation speeches and just to, you know, see what other people are doing because people's stories inspires me. You know, like some people came from nowhere, so like you can't say because your parents didn't do this, you use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
You have your own destiny, you have your own life.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you chase your dream yourself and you owe yourself. Nobody owes you anything. Your dad doesn't owe you anything, you know.
Yeah
so they've paid for my school fees trial, you know, till uni. So they've done their best. So my time is to work out and give back now. And that's the thing. Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. What one piece of advice would you give to a young creative emerging now in Wales?
Just consistency. You know, I tell people consistency beats talent. Yeah. So like for me, consistency is the biggest, you know, in 2022 when I came, I kept shooting almost every time, and that's what, yeah. you know, I didn't make £1 in 2022, but I kept shooting, yeah. shooting, you know, and that's what created the platform I have now for me. So it's just, I don't really like giving excuses. Then, you know, you go to uni, you still do, you know, jobs, and, you know, I'll still do my photography, and I never gave excuses to why I can't do this or yeah. So it's just for young creators, or just advice, you know, just continue doing it every day. And the more you do it, the better you get. The, you know, do your research, learn from other people, and watch YouTube. There's a lot on YouTube. Watch YouTube videos, and you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, knowledge is power, isn't it?
Yeah. Now I'm still learning too. Now I'm learning every day.
Listen, so, I'm still learning. I'm 50. Exactly. I learn. We have to have the mindset that we constantly learn. Yeah. We're never going to arrive to a place where we know enough. Exactly. You know, and things change so often. So I think that is the one of the key things as well, is 100% consistency, yeah. and just being aware that things might not always be what you think they are, and to be open to learning, definitely.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.